Coming on, oh wait.
This meeting is.
Wonderful. Well, no, that's from this time.
Very happy to be able to come here and worship the Lord with you all today.
Well, I gotta turn this off.
Ben.
This has no voice. I'm leaving.
Around 2002, there was a famous book that came out.
Good to Great.
Title in English is Good to Great.
中文翻译成是从优秀到卓越.
And the Chinese translation is more like from excellent to extraordinary.
Thank you. It's a
must read for many people in corporate Asians.
因为它分析了很多企业的文化.
The book analyzed a lot of corporations' cultures.
分析了很多企业为什么可以从 业绩平平可以突破到一个卓越的这样一个境界.
And the author of the book analyzed why many companies could break through from excellency to greatness.
很多时候我们作为基督徒，我们是不是觉得我们好像很平庸，无所作为呢？
There's times that in our lives, especially where we feel where everything's kind of ordinary and we're not really accomplishing anything.
我们很多时候觉得教会是不是也是很平庸，无所作为呢？
And we'll sometimes feel the same way about the church.
这个很多时候是取决于我们是不是只是甘心于只是做得不错而已。
Often this is because this condition is because we're content with just being good.
我们没有想到我们要 突破到那个卓越里面。
We kind of didn't realize that we need to break through the greatness.
所以今天我想借用这个题目，这个书名。
And so based on the title of this book,
我们来看看我们作为基督徒个人，以及我们整个教会，怎么样能够突破到那个卓越里面去。
I want to see how we as individuals and as a church can break through the greatness.
现在可能大家在觉得我起这个题目有点好笑。
And so some of you might think that this title here, Breaking Greatness, is kind of silly.
我们现在教会这个情形谈何卓越?
And in the current future CPMC, we're speaking about greatness.
那就请大家慢慢的听我慢慢道来。
I like to listen patiently until I come to that point.
就今天我想分享的题目就是卓越的突破。
So our topic for today is Breakthrough the Greatness.
我们要从圣经里面一个突破进入到卓越里面的这样一个故事，这样一个人物。
Well, look at a story and example of someone in the Bible who broke through the greatness.
然后看看我们自己个人怎么样来完成这个突破。
So we'll see how we ourselves, the individual, can achieve this breakthrough.
我们来看看整个教会怎么样来完成这样一个突破。
And how we as a church can break through.
让我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主啊。 还是在这里心情沉重。
Lord, my heart is heavier than I stand here.
但求你的圣灵运行在我们当中。
So please send your Holy Spirit to work among us.
赐给你孩子当说的话语。
And give me the words that I often say.
也感动我们每一位听众。
And move and work in all of our hearts.
让我们讲的听的蒙蒙照着。
Let I, as I speak and us, the rest of us here, we soak up together.
让我们今天我们的心被你所得着。
Let our hearts be found by you today.
让您在我们当中做复兴的工作。
You do work of revival among us today.
让我们成为卓越的基督徒, 让我们成为卓越的教徒。
Let us become a great Christian and a great church.
今天我们要读的经文, 奉主耶稣基督的名祷告, 阿们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
我们今天要读的经文呢，是在路德记。
Our passage today is in the book of Ruth.
我们都知道路德记这个故事是发生在旧约士师记那个时代里面。
You know, the story of Ruth happened in the era of the judges in the Old Testament.
我们都知道士师记是怎么样一个循环往复，可以说是坐过山车那样的一个这样的一个情景。
And we know that the era of the judges was like riding a roller coaster. It was an endless cycle.
当人们顺服神的时候，他们就繁荣。
When people obey God, they prosper and flourish.
当他们违背神的时候，他们就进入到一个非常困难的境界。
But when they disobey, they God sent them into very difficult circumstances.
这个路德记一开始就讲到一家人。
So at the beginning of the book of Ruth, they talk about family.
以以利米勒。
About Elimelech and his wife and two sons had lived in Bethlehem, but they went to Moab because of a famine.
因为有一个饥荒的缘故，所以这个以利米勒呢就带着他的妻子拿俄米，还有他两个儿子，就到了这个摩押地，在那里安居。
And so they moved out of the promised land because of the famine.
那很不幸的是，家里面的男人都死了。
But unfortunately, all the men of the family, Elimelech and his sons, all died.
就剩下伊利米勒的妻子拿俄米，还有他两个儿子的这两个儿媳妇俄尔巴和路德，他们都成为了寡妇。
So all that was left was his wife Naomi and the daughters-in-law who had married his sons, but they all became widows.
那这个时候呢，他们听到说这个伯利恒那边，哎，情况又好起来了。又有粮食吃了，不再是饥荒了。
But then later, Naomi and her daughters-in-law heard that this had improved in Bethlehem, and the famine was over.
所以路德呢就决定要回到伯利恒去。
And so Ruth decided she would go back with Naomi to Bethlehem.
这个时候呢，那个俄尔巴跟路德一开始都说，我们也要跟你一起去。
At the beginning, both Ruth and Orpah were saying that they wanted to go with Naomi.
那拿俄米说，你跟我去有什么好处呢？
So Naomi said, what's the point?
就劝他们要回去。
And she urged them to go back. No,
劝他们回去保护家去。
And go back to their father's house.
那最后呢，是路德坚持说，我要跟你一起去，你的国就是我的国，你的神就是我的神，你死在哪里，我也埋在哪。
But Ruth persisted and insisted that he would go with her, and that Naomi's country would be her country, and Naomi's God would be her God, and she would die with Naomi.
所以他们路德跟这个拿俄米就回到了伯利恒。
And so Ruth went back to Bethlehem with her mother-in-law.
伯利恒这个城市的名字是很有意思。
The meaning of the name of Bethlehem is very interesting.
伯利恒我们经常听到，对不对？
You often hear about Bethlehem.
每年圣诞节的时候我们都会听到。
And every year at Christmas we'll hear about it.
就是耶稣出生的地方。
Because it was where Jesus was born.
那伯利恒这个词的名字就是有粮之家的意思。
But the meaning of the name Bethlehem is house of bread.
这是带着神的应许的。
This is a place that has God's promise.
就是在神的赐给以色列人的应许地里面的。
It was in the promised land that God had given to Israel.
但我们也知道，有粮之家有时也会经历饥荒。
But we know that sometimes a house of bread will also have a famine.
那是因为人违背了神。
Because people have disobeyed God.
就有这样的一个背景。我们知道拿俄米和路德就回到了伯利恒。
So with this background, we know that Naomi and Ruth went back to Bethlehem, to the house of bread.
他们身无分文。
哎，要不要大声点？大
声。非常贫穷。
They were very poor there.
你给我那个 worker， 我可以呀。
多少的劳力去耕种
？You didn't have a lot of labor skills to be able to plant crops.
所以他们只能寄望于别人，来自别人的一些施舍。
They can only look at the charity and help of others.
对于这种穷人的情况，神是有给他们恩典。
And so for poor people in their situation, Lord has given them grace in the Old Testament.
就在利未记9:9-10里面，神特别有这样一个吩咐，对于在他们当中的以色列人当中的这些穷人，应该怎么照顾他们。
And so in the book of Leviticus, chapter 19, verses 9 to 10, God had a commandment for the Israelites as to how they should care for the poor.
就说在你们的地收割庄稼，不可割尽田角，也不可拾取所遗落的，不可摘尽葡萄园的果子，也不可拾取葡萄园所掉的果子，要留给穷人和寄居的。我是耶和华你们的神。
God said, when you eat the harvest of your land, you shall not only eat the corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. And you shall not glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather every grape of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I am the Lord your God.
这里是体现出神的恩典，对这些穷人的这种无依无靠的这些穷人的恩典。
So here we can see God's grace to put the poor who are fragile for themselves.
然后我们看到路德和这个拿俄米回到伯利恒以后。
And then after Ruth and Naomi get back to Bethlehem,
他们没有劳力。
They didn't have any ability.
所以路德呢，只能去按照神的恩典去拾取麦穗。
And so Ruth was only able to, based on God's grace and His command, go from the gleaning to the field.
那刚好来到一个财主的田里面，就是叫波阿斯的这个财主的那块田里面，然后就可以去拾取一些别人遗落下来的这样的一些麦穗。
And so she came to the field of this rich man named Boaz, hoping to glean what had been left of the harvest.
但是这个波阿斯他所体现出来的恩典也是值得称赞。
But the grace and mercy that Boaz showed is also worthy of commendation.
波阿斯就对他的这些工人说，
And so Boaz sent his workers to harvest in the field.
他起来拾取麦穗，波阿斯吩咐仆人说，他就是在捆中拾取麦穗，也可以容他，不可羞辱他，并要从捆里抽出些来，留在地下，任他拾取，不可吃了他。
And when Ruth rose up to glean, Boaz commanded this young man, saying, "Let her glean even among the sheaves, and do not reproach her. Also, let grain from the bundle fall purposely for her. Leave it that she may glean, and do not rebuke her."
对的，这个字有点小，这个读起来有点不是很顺畅。但是我们可以看到，波阿斯所做的是超过了神所吩咐的，对不对？
And so we can figure that what Boaz did, it exceeded and went beyond God's command.
神所吩咐的就是说，如果你在收取麦穗的时候不小心掉了一下来，不要回头去捡了，那些就让给穷人。
And so God's command was that if you're not careful and some of the grain just fall on the field, you shouldn't pick them up again.
但是波阿斯说，即使是捆起来的那些，他要去拿，也让他去拿。
But Boaz said, even if it's already bundled up, let her glean from it.
甚至要从捆里面专门抽一些出来，故意放在那里，让她去捡。
And you purposely let some fall down for her to pick up.
这是超出了神所要求。
This exceeded God's requirement.
同时呢，神还有另外一个恩典。
At the same time, God also had another gift of grace.
在利未记25:25.
In Leviticus chapter 25, verse 25.
你的弟兄若渐渐穷乏，卖了几分地产，他至亲的亲属就要把弟兄所卖的赎回。
If one of your brethren becomes poor and has sold some of his possession, and if his redeeming relative comes to redeem it, then he may redeem what his brother sold.
如果我们有作为有这些弟兄，他们穷乏了，他们没有办法要变卖自己的家产，变卖自己的田地。
If some relatives in Israel became so poor that for themselves they had to sell off part of their field,
那他至亲的亲属就有责任去把这个地给买赎回来。
Then your nearest relative would have the responsibility of redeeming the field for them.
买赎回来不是说占为己有的。
And when they redeem it, it wouldn't be for them, it would be for their poor relatives.
对，他就要归给那个变穷的兄弟。那还有呢，这个买赎者他有责任的。
There was another duty for the relative who was redeemed.
就讲到弟兄同居，若死了一个没有儿子，死人的妻子不可出嫁外人，他丈夫的兄弟当尽弟兄的本分，娶他为妻，与他同房。
God commanded that if brothers dwell together and one of them dies and has no son, the widow of the dead man shall not be married to a stranger outside the family. Her husband's brother shall go into her, take her as his wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her.
这个意思是什么呢？就是说要保全这个死去的弟兄的他的产业。
The reason for this was to preserve the inheritance of the dead brother.
如果后来这个女子又生了孩子。
And if his widow had a child,
那这个孩子是归给死去的那个弟兄的。
The child would count as being in the line of the husband who had passed.
这是一个买赎者的责任。
And this was the responsibility of the redeemer.
就有了这样的一个背景。 我们就可以来读这个我们今天要读的主题的经文，就是路德记第四章一到十节。
With this background in mind, now read our main passage for this morning, which is from Ruth chapter 4, verses 1 to 10.
我希望大家能够看得见，我们一起来读。
Hope you can all be able to read it together.
我们一起来好不好？一起来。
我把死大的人坐在上面，坐在房子里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，坐在那里，对他的君王，全体们坐在这里，他们都坐。我要是对他的事情，我要是对他的事情，现在要他的事情，给
我想当时那些地的事情，一次的做法，完全在你面前，你可以答应这些人的秘密，我们很抱歉他们给你的东西，
结果他们不会。
Now Boaz went up to the gate and sat down there, and behold, the close relative of whom Boaz had spoken came by. So Boaz said, Come aside, friend, sit down here. So he came aside and sat down. And he took 10 men of the elders of the city and said, Sit down here. So they sat down. But he said to his close relative, Naomi, who has come back from the country of Moab, sold the piece of land which belonged to our brother Elimelech. And I thought to inform you, say, buy it back in the presence of the inhabitants and the elders of my people. If who will redeem it, redeem it. And if you will not redeem it, then tell me that I may know. For there is no one but you to redeem it, and I am next after you. And he said, I will redeem it. So then Boaz said, On the day you buy the field from the hand of Naomi, come on to buy it from the Moabites, the wife of the dead, to perpetrate the name of the dead through his inheritance. As a close relative, you would be my right of redemption for yourself. I cannot redeem you. Now, this was a custom this was a confirmation to Israel. Therefore, the close relative said to Boaz, buy it for yourself. So he took off his sandal. And Boaz said to the elders and to all the people, You are witnesses this day that I have bought all that was Elimelech and all that was Chilion and Mahlon from the hand of Naomi. Moreover, Ruth the Moabite, the widow of Mahlon, I have acquired as my wife to perpetrate the name of the dead through his inheritance. The name of the dead may not be cut off from among his brethren and from his position at the gate. You are witnesses this day.
所以啊，这一段以前呢，有一个还有一个小小的背景，就是这个路德来到波阿斯那里说，求你赎买我的这个产业。
There's a little bit of background right before this passage that Ruth came to Boaz and asked him to redeem the field.
但是波阿斯说还有一个更亲的亲属，他有这个责任。
Well, Boaz said that there was an even closer relative who would have the first responsibility.
如果那位亲属不买书的话，我就愿意买书。
And so Boaz said that he was willing to do it if the other relative would not.
我想波阿斯当时根本不知道。
I think that at the time Boaz probably didn't know.
他的这样的一个举动。
That this action of faith.
他的这样的一个满足。
His redemption.
让他成为一个卓越的人。
Allowed him to become an extraordinary person.
我们都知道波阿斯后来成为大卫的曾祖父。
And we know that later Boaz became the great grandfather of King David.
又从大卫后代里面生出了耶稣基督。
And from the descendants of David came Jesus Christ.
这是一个因为他的这样一个举动突破了成为卓越。
And so because of his decision, he broke through the greatness.
如果他没有这样去做的话
Boaz had not done so.
他或许只是一个优秀的财主。
He might have just been a good or excellent rich man.
他的名字不可能被记在圣经上。
And his name might not be recorded in scripture at all.
就像那位更亲的亲属一样。
Just like the nearer, closer relative.
在中文里面翻译成是某人。
And in the Bible, it's translated as a person or such a close relative.
我想这个某人其实
是不错的。
在这里。The relative is okay.
当波阿斯问他说你愿不愿意买赎的时候。
And so I asked him if he wanted to redeem it.
我
现在对。
但是当那个代价。超出了他的想象力。
When the cost of it exceeded his plans and expectations, he said,
"No, 不要了，不要。
Then he said, "No."
谁改我？就这样，不要。
他失去了这个突破，成为卓越的这样的。
累。
And he, this close relative, lost the chance to break through the breakdown.
在圣经里面，其实还有很多这样的例子的。
There are a lot of other examples like this in scripture.
就像刚才我们讲到的。那个拿俄米的另外一个儿媳妇
，and we this includes Orpa, the other daughter-in-law.
厄巴对不对？他一开始也说我想要跟你一起回去啊。
And even if she said she wanted to go back to Naomi as well.
但后来他还是放弃。
But then afterwards he passed up the jail.
还有那个年轻的少年官，记不记得
？And you remember the rich young ruler in scripture?
他也想做得很好啊。
He wanted to do really well.
他也在努力的在做啊。
Diligently doing all the good.
但是那个代价太高的时候
，when the cost became too high，
他就放弃了
，he gave up，
没有成为一个卓越的人
，he did not become extraordinary。
但是波阿斯抓住了这样的机会
，but Boaz seized this opportunity，
让他成为卓越
，he allowed him to become extraordinary，
成为神计划当中的一个重要的组成部分
，become an important critical important part of God's plan。
所以我们可以看到两个人根本上的一个很大的不同。
We can see the fundamental difference between Boaz and the other false relative.
那个某人试图做好。
The other relative tried to do good.
但却像很多其他人一样，终于被遗忘。
But like many others, he failed.
但是呢，伯阿斯勇于付出。
But Boaz dared to sacrifice.
他就完成了卓越的突破。
And therefore, he completed the breakthrough greatness.
卓越的突破是需要有机会的。
You need an opportunity to be able to break through.
对不对？如果波阿斯没有遇到拿俄米和路德这对穷母女
，If Boaz had not met Ruth and Naomi,
或许他也没有这个机会。
He would have not had this opportunity.
但是呢，更多的时候是我们让机会白白失去。
But more frequently is that we totally let the opportunity pass by.
我们要做好准备，当这些机会来临的时候，我们要预备好去抓住这样的机会。
We need to prepare ourselves and be ready to seize the opportunity when it comes.
否则的话，我们也可能像那某人一样。
Otherwise, we might become like the other folks out there.
白白失去机会。
So, waste the chance.
同时呢，我们要知道，我们所追求的卓越呢。不是说人眼中的卓越，而是神眼中的卓越。
The same time, it's important to say to you that the greatness or the extraordinaryness that we pursue is not from a human perspective, but it is greatness from God's perspective.
人的标准呢是以成败论英雄。
And so the standard, the criteria in the world is based on success or failure.
我们打了多少场胜仗
？How many battles have we won？
我们赢了多少场辩论
？How many arguments have we？
我们赢了多少场球
？How many games of matches have we won？
这是人的标准。
This is the human standard.
神的标准向来不是以成败论英雄。
God's standards are not based on successes and failures.
我们看到波阿斯，他是付出的。
We see that Boaz was sacrificed.
当我们看到我们付出的时候，我们自己就少了。
And when we sacrifice, we'll lose something. We'll have less.
我们就亏了。
We'll lose.
在人的眼里，这不是卓越。
And in the eyes of humankind, this is not greatness.
但在神的眼里，看到我们舍去多少，
简单
他评价卓越。
God's side.
他很久没有来，身体
不病。Our greatness based on how much we give up.
我们看看。波阿斯他之所以完成这样的一个突破，他的要素是他所遵循的原则是他做正确的决定，反映出对神的信心。
现在没有，现在就不能
过
来。
当饥荒来临的时候，这个饥荒是。
When famine came, the famine hit everyone.
或许很多人都觉得没有办法在这里生存下去了，都走。
That perhaps some people would be like, oh, there's no way to live here, but perhaps so will we.
那我们知道，这个伯利恒是神的应许之地。
We knew that this Bethlehem was the promised land of God given to them.
是不要随随便便离开的。
It was not there's not casual reason.
波阿斯没有从大路
，and Boaz didn't follow that friend.
他没有离开伯利恒
，he didn't not leave Bethlehem.
他没有离开神的应许
，he not leave the land of God's promise.
最后来神让他失望
，and therefore God allowed him to flourish.
同时我也知道神的应许是，当人违背神的时候，就会经历这种困难。
We also know that God's promise includes the fact that when we disobey Him, we'll go through these trials and trials.
但解决的问题不是离开
But the solution is not to leave.
而是悔改就行
But to repent to be and be revived.
我讲到神的应许的时候就让我想起来
That Jesus God's promise is to take a suffering.
在我们 CCMC 的历史上
We can think about CCMC past.
我是 CCMC 刚刚成立没多久就来到这里
I came here not long after CCMC started.
很多是我们CCMC的长辈们，但都还在，就记得这段历史。
And many of the other older brothers are still here and remember this past.
我们一开始的时候是寄人篱下，借用别人的地方。
At the beginning, we were renting other locations, using other churches, building.
很大程度上，我们要看别人的眼色行事。
And then we have to sort of follow their ways of doing things.
别人说你可以在这里聚会，我们就在这里聚会。
And someone said, "Oh, you can meet here," but then we can meet there.
那别人说你不能在这聚会了，请你另找地方，我们就只能离开。
Then if someone said, "Oh, you can't meet here," then we have to leave.
真的很像以色列人在旷野里面漫游。
It's like wandering in the wilderness.
那后来我们教会的长辈们给我们找到了这个地方。
But then after a while, the older folks in the church found this place for us.
那我们可以安安心心的在这里聚会。
Then we could peacefully worship.
我们拥有自己的地方，不再用看别人的眼色。
And then we have our own location, our own building here, not have to be reliant on others to consider that.
这里可以说是神给我们的一个应许之地。
And that kind of can be said that this place is the promised land, promised inheritance from God.
如果说我们觉得，哎呀，教会里出了问题，我干脆就走掉了。
Often we think like, oh, church had a problem, obviously.
我提醒大家，这是带着神的应许的地方。
I want to remind you that this place is a place to have God's promise on.
离开不是你的方案。
And leaving is therefore not an option.
所以我们怎么样来做？决定来反映出我们对神的信
心。
我们是看到我们的情形很困难，我们就放弃呢？还是深信我们只要我们愿意按照神的旨意去做，我们神一定会给我们再来复兴？我们是凭眼见还是凭信心？
We walk by faith, we walk by sight.
哥林多前书第十章三十一节给我们一个总体的原则，我们要怎么样来做决定？
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 31 gives us a broad principle of how we ought to make our decision.
所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。
Therefore, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
我们做决定是为了荣耀神吗？
You make our decisions based on the glory of God.
还是为了我个人的利益？
Or for our own benefit.
还是为了我个人的主张？
Or for our own.
还是要维护我个人的地位？
Or to do it to preserve our own position.
我个人的权利？
Our own power.
我们怎么做决定呢？
How do we make decisions?
我们做决定是荣耀神呢，还是荣耀自己？
你每次都被告是 glorifying God or glorifying ourselves？
这是我们每个人都当遵循的一个原则。
This is the principle that we ought all to follow。
是我们每个人在做决定之前都应该思考的一个原则。
The principle we should consider before we make decisions。
波阿斯他有另外一个很重要的一个因素，是让他能够完成这个卓越的突破。
Boaz has one more element that enables him to achieve his breakthrough greatness.
就他愿意走那二里路。
He was willing to go the extra mile.
走那第一里路呢，是顺服于神。
Going the first walk in the first mile is obedience to God.
但是我们刚才看到，波阿斯不只是甘愿顺服于神。
So we saw that Boaz wasn't willing to just obey God.
他有一个更高的目标，是要荣耀神。
He had a higher goal, which was to glorify God.
如果他只是说要顺服于神，他就只是不去捡回那些身后的麦穗就好了。
If you just wanted to obey God, you could have just followed the letter of commandment and left to lose whatever accidentally fell down to the sea.
但是他愿意做得更多。
But he was willing to go beyond.
我们很多时候做基督徒，我们很挣扎。
Oftentimes,
as
Christians, we're very complex. We think that's really hard to obey God. But in God's view, your obedience to Him is the lowest requirement.
But is it really this way? God gave us
commands to obey them.
神要求我们去遵行他的命令典章。
God has called to require us to obey His law, His commandment.
这是一个最低要求。
So this is the absolute minimum requirement.
我举个简单的例子。
Let me take a simple example.
我们每天早上起来。
Every morning when we wake up.
有没有人会想说，哎呀，今天我要尽最大的努力，不要去犯懒。
Do they say, oh, I want to put forth my greatest effort, not break the law.
有没有人这样想？
Why?
没有人这样想的，为什么呢？
Why don't we think this way?
因为不犯法是我们最低要求。
Because not breaking the law is the absolute minimum standard.
不是我们的最高目标。
Not our highest goal.
我们如果犯了法，就要被抓起来关进监狱的。
If we break the law, they'll take us and put us in prison.
神给我们的律法也是一样的。
And God's laws are like this too.
不应该是我们的最高追求。
God's law should not be our highest pursuit.
顺服神是理所当然的。
It's obvious, so of course we should obey God.
我们的最高追求应该是去尊重神，遵循神。
Our highest pursuit should be to honor God.
把神放在我们生活当中的第一位。
And to make Him first in our life.
高举他，遵从他。
And to exalt Him.
所以不要只满足于顺服神。
We should not settle for merely obey.
顺服神的是第一礼物。
Just obey God is walking the first mile.
荣耀神，取神喜悦，得神喜悦，那是我们的第二礼物。
But glorifying God and using Him is going the extra mile.
我们怎么样来取悦之神，荣耀神？
How can we
走那第二礼物？
Please God and glorify Him and walk the extra mile.
《创世记上》第二章三十节后半段说：“因为尊重我的，我必看重他；藐视我的，我必轻视。”
Verse 2:30 says, "For those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed."
对，讲到他必被轻视。
or
藐视我的他必被轻视。
And the point is that those who despise God will be lightly esteemed.
这是我们要记住。
This is what we love to remember.
当我们从内心愿意去尊重神的时候，
When from our hearts we seek to honor God,
他也会尊重我们，
他会
看重我们。
And look highly on us.
但是当我们把神放在一边的时候，
Where we put God to one side.
我们把我们的自我放在神之上。
And when we let our self and our own desire be above God,
我们必被轻视。
We will be lightly.
人的话是轻慢的。
God is not mocked, nor is the word mocked.
所以他第一个要素是做正确的决定，做凭信心而做的决定。第二个要素就是愿意走那第二步路，愿意做的更多，不满足于顺服神。
The first element of God is greater through one, willing to make the right decisions that are reflected in his faith. The second one is willing to go the extra mile.
他的第三个要素
，third element，
就是甘愿付上代价。
One is willing to pay the price.
那位某人在代价太高的时候，他就说：“这有碍于我的产业，我就不赎了。”
The closer relative, when talking to him higher, suddenly became unwilling as it was part of his own benefit, his own inheritance.
但是波阿斯没有去计较那个代价。
But Boaz did not count out the cost in this way.
他就付出了这个代价，以至于他完成了这个卓越的突破。
He paid the price, and therefore they were complete his breakthrough and greatness.
我们作为基督徒，我们时常要思考的问题。
As Christians, that question we must often consider is,
就是我们是谁？
Who are
we? 我们属于谁？
Who are we?
如果我们觉得我是属于我自己的，
If we believe that we belong to ourselves,
我的一切都是我自己赚来的，
Then everything we have is what we can earn ourselves.
那你不到愿意，你是不会太愿意去付出这一切的。
Then you will not be willing to pay this price.
但是如果我们有这样的一种理念，我们所有的一切都是属于神的。
If we have, we believe the truth that everything we have belongs to God.
我自己就是属于神的。
And I belong to God.
那我把这些东西拿出来用于神的用途，那有什么难呢？
Then why is it so hard to take out what I have and use it for God?
这边第四篇第一节说。地和其中所充满的，世界和自在其间的，都属耶和华。
Psalm 24 verse 1 says, "The earth is the Lord's, and all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein."
如果我们有这样一种理念的话，
If we have this idea in our heart,
一切都不属于神的，
Everything belongs to God.
那么有什么会不心甘情愿的把它拿出来呢？
What is there that we would be unwilling to sacrifice?
就这个第三个促成了他最后能够突破成为卓越的，就是因为他不计较代价，他愿意付出。
And so the third element was the final reason he was able to break through, because he did not count the cost, or was willing to pay the price.
接下来我们来看一看波阿斯和那位友人他的根本区别在哪里。
Now let's look at the fundamental difference between Boaz and the closer relative.
大家觉得他们的根本区别在哪？
What do you think their key difference was?
他们所看重的有什么区别？
What was they considered important and what they value?
我看到的是在这段经文里面讲到这个某人，他之所以失去了这个突破成为卓越的机会，是因为他看重的就是我自我。
From what I can see, the reason that this close to relative passed up the chance and did not break through with that he was valuing and looking at himself.
当我们看重自我的时候，
when we consider ourselves,
我们就会把东西抓得紧紧的。
Then we'll hold things tightly, we'll hold on to them, not give them up.
小孩子你不用教他，他自己就会说，小 baby 的时候就说 This is mine.
And it's like, you know, like little kids, you don't have to teach them. When they're little, they'll just say, This is mine.
这是我的。
This is mine, and they'll hold on to them.
这是我们的救我的本事。
And this is the fundamental nature of our old self.
让我们没有办法突破自己。
And we cannot break through out of it.
其实这个自我就成为了我们自己的捆绑。
And therefore this self becomes a chain that binds us.
让我们甚至没有办法去顺服神。
That we can't even obey God.
更不用说去取悦于神。
And we can't even more than that, we can't begin to glorify him.
其实如果我们着重自我的话，
If we focus on ourselves,
我们时常生活在一种紧绷的状态之下。
We'll often live between a rock and a hard place in constant conflict.
其实是把我们自己给恐惧。
And we'll actually take ourselves captive.
我没有办法做到。
And we have no way to break through.
那解决的方案是什么呢？
What's the solution?
如果我要你想一个突破自我的这样的另外一个字，你会想到什么字呢？
And I kind of use Chinese character to describe this, what character might you think of?
我的对立面不是他，也不是你。
The opponent isn't someone else.
对不起啊，如果你是只说英文的，那我们上一个中文课，这个字是我字，不是你。
If you don't speak Chinese in Christian, we're going to have a short Chinese lesson. This character up here is the character for I or me.
我们生活在这样一个文化当中，一切都是 me.
And we live in this culture where everything is me.
当我们注重在我这个上面的时候，我们其实是受捆绑。
And when we focus on just ourselves, then in reality,
我们是不单纯的。
We have no freedom.
I think of
another kind of character that can show us how to overcome self. This other character, the second character here, which means comfortable or smooth or to extend or roll out something.
He has already made many words, right? He has already made many words.我们舒服有舒服有舒坦舒畅舒适如此等等都是好的词对不对
yeah, So there are many good phrases in Chinese that can complement the character with being comfortable or smooth or including things going smoothly
这个舒适让我们很放松
And if yeah, you have a character that allows us to relax and give out
不要再抓得紧紧的
And not to hold on tightly to that
我们可以给出去
Allow us to flow out and give out and sacrifice.
不要再只是注重就这个我。
And then we won't just be focused on ourselves.
你的心态会平衡很多。
And your heart attitude will be much more peaceful.
你的整个生活形态都会不一样。
And your entire life will be very different.
这会让你带来轻松舒适。
This will make it comfortable and easy.
那是为什么呢
？Why?
我们把这两个字分开来看
cut these two characters in half
这给了我们答案
and this gives us an answer
当我们注重自我的时候
when we focus on ourselves
我们是手里面拿着一把枪
a little Chinese bus gives us the top character for me the left half is the character for hand in Chinese and the right half is the character for spear or weapon so then when we focus on ourselvesit's like we're just holding a weapon in our hands.
这时候你明白了为什么别人打你一下你要打回去呢
And yeah, do you understand why when others hit you or attack you, you want to hit back?
我们为什么会反戈一击呢
And why will we strike back at them when they are pursuing us?
为什么我们会老抓住别人的缺点不放呢
And why will we hold on to other shortcomings and not let go?
为什么我们会有争斗呢
While we have strife and conflict,
有纷争吗？
And division.
这是因为我们太注重自我。
Because we are too focused on ourselves.
我前段时间跟一位朋友，
a little while ago, I was talking to a friend.
他跟我说，因为他经常处理这个教会的这个纷争的这些案件，所以他跟我说，他说他见过太多的这样的情况。
So his friend has been at times helping us deal with the conflict.Maybe the case within churches. And so he said, there's something he's seen too frequently.
他说他从来没有见过一个教会是因为有太多的谦卑而引发纷争的。
He's never seen a church that had strife because it had too much humility.
每当我们引起纷争的时候都是我们在强调自我。
Every time that strife arises, it's because we're emphasizing and focusing on ourselves.
我的主张我的意见要被尊重。
My idea should be respected. My plan should be what's done.
否则我跟你没完。
or I'm not going to commit to do it.
但是当我们注重这种舒张、这种舒服、这种舒坦的方式的时候
，when we focus on this comfort, this relaxation, this giving out,
我们是给出去
，then we give out to others.
我们是放下自我
，and we let go of ourselves.
我加入这两个字是给我们教会现在的情形指出了一种道理。
I think that the idea of having two characters have given us a road out in our current situation.
CCMG 曾经是一个不错的教会。
In the past, CCMG used to be a good church.
我在三月初来这里讲道的时候，那是我就是上一次来这里讲道，三月初的时候。
Last time I came here to see the CCMG journal was in early March.
但是我跟大家说，我非常高兴看到时间机现在的情形。
At that time, I said, very happy to see the current state of PTSD.
我们战胜了疫情。
We overcame the pandemic.
我们在疫情期间成了一个新的堂。
And in the middle of the pandemic, we planted a new church in here.
我们整体的聚会的人数是疫情前的两倍。
And our total attendance numbers are double what they were before the pandemic.
我是在这几年里面我收到最多的那种短信的时候是从外州别人来给我发短信说你们教会在哪里聚会我要搬到你们那边去到了以后我要到你们那里去聚会。
And so during these past several years I've received more texts than ever before from people in other states saying, hey, I'm moving to the area, where's your church team that wants to come?
我之前从来没有在这样短时间的收过这么多的这种询问。
I've never received so many requests.In the past, as I did in a few years,
很多人都慕名而来
and many people are coming.
而且我看到各样的事工都在展开
and we see that many different ministries going forward.
但当时我想也是神给我的一个感动吧，圣灵给我的一个感动。
At the time, I thought the Lord was giving me a word for me.
我在上次讲到的时候，我也跟大家说
and last time I shared you, I said it with you as well.
我们这样的一种兴旺。
The prosperity we're experiencing
是需要我们每个人去珍惜它去保护它的
must be protected and cherished by each one of us
否则的话如果我们不去珍惜它不保护它的话这一切都可能崩溃
otherwise if you do not I said at the time that otherwise if you do not protect and cherish it might all be shipwrecked
很可惜的是在过去几个月我们看到我们的教会没有被保护没有被珍惜
Sadly, we can see in the past few months, we did not protect it, we did not share it.
以至于我们现在真的走到一个崩溃的边缘。
As a result, we see the precipice that we're on right now.
无疑我们正在经历一种饥荒。
Undoubtedly, we are definitely experiencing a famine right now.
我们经历一种饥荒。我们看到不少的弟兄姊妹已经纷纷离开。
And in this time, we are seeing that.Many brothers and sisters have already left.
我们看不到前途怎么样。
We can't see the future.
我们的选择是什么
？What is our choice?
我们的选择是
？What options do we have?
我们要让这个教会归于无有吗
？We want to let this church stop existing.
如果我们强调的是自我的话
，If we emphasize and focus on ourselves.
我可以告诉大家，这个教会很可能就会走到穷途末路。
Yeah, I can tell you that. Yeah, this church will have no way forward.
可能弟兄姊妹还没有意识到这种危险。
Maybe some of you have sensed this danger yet.
我可以告诉大家。
Yeah, I can tell you.
我可以很坦诚的告诉大家。
I can say this very sincerely and openly.
如果我们现在在任的局势都因为灰心、因为疲惫而辞职的话。
If all of our current deacons resign because of tiredness and because they're just disheartened,
我们教会将不再会有执事会。
We won't have a deacon board anymore.
不再有执事会，就不可能再选复兴执事。
If we don't have a deacon board, we can't choose the deacon.
也不可能开任何的会员大会来选举任何的人。
And we won't be able to have any kind of time to choose anyone.
有人或许说，那正好我可以接手。
So maybe some people are like, oh, I could like take it over, I can keep going.
但凭着宪章的哪一条你可以接手呢
？But on the basis of what part of our bylaws can you keep going?
没有任何人是可以接手。
No one can take it over.
或许我们的教会只能宣布解散。
And that may be really all in color. This is what we chose.
这是我们要的。
This is what we want.
但是我们一起来维护这个教会，珍惜这个教会，重建这个教会。
Or to be more willing to cherish this church and seek to build it up again.
其实这个还不是最重要。
This is the most important.
是不是有这个教会在这里其实也不是最重要
的。What is that most important of this church is here in the place?
最重要的是我们给这个世界一个怎么样的见证。
Even more importantly, what kind of testimony are we giving to the world?
我们去传福音。
As we go to evangelize.
我们说信主多好。
I would say, oh, it's really great to believe in Jesus.
信主对我的生命有多大的改变。
Will you be surprised to change my life so much?
你也来信吧。
No, come believe it too.
但是当别人看到我们的见证说你跟世人有什么两样，有矛盾就打架嘛，打不架打不赢就分家。
But then what people see is that when they come here, oh, you're no different from worldly people. When like you disagree with you fight, and then like when you can't win, you just leave.
我们有见证吗？
You have any kind of testimony?
我们凭什么劝别人来信主呢？
Or what basis will we urge others to be right?
我们的选择是什么？
What is our
choice? 但是
However,
现今就是我们的机会。
Now is our opportunity.
现今就是我们的机会。
Now is our chance.
大家可能会想，现在乱糟糟的，哪来的机会？
And it's probably like, oh, if I know everything is a mess, how is this an opportunity?
那我告诉大家，现今就是我们的机会。
But I want to tell you, now is our opportunity.
我们正在经历饥荒。
We're in a famine right now.
无疑教会当中产生了很多的这种纷争。
And we can't deny there's been a lot of strife and tension in the church.
很多在几个月前，我们还是亲如一家的这些弟兄姊妹们。
And then, even just a couple of months ago, we were all close like one family.
但是呢，我们看到他们好像比陌路人更不如。
But now, even now, it's like we're all strangers.
或许我们看到对面有走过这样一个人，我们转头就走。
Then when we see someone coming, we might turn around and walk away.
我们陷入到这样的一个不幸的这样的一个争斗的这样一个环境当中。
And we're now in this unfortunate conflict situation.
世人好像已经在取笑我们了。
And then it's like the world is actually laughing at us.
他们好像看不到我们与他们不一样的地方。
They can't see any difference between themselves and us.
那这个时候，如果我们真的顺服圣灵的带领，
But this time, we truly follow the leading of the Spirit.
我们愿意放下自我，
And willing to lay down and forsake.
放下手中的那根毛，
And let go of that weapon in our hand.
我们愿意舍与，
And willing to give out and give to others.
我们一起来到主的面前，
And we'll come to the Lord together.
我们彼此悔改，彼此接纳，
And we'll repent together and accept one another.
不是揪住对方不放。
And we're not just focusing on others' faults and not let go.
这让我们可以重新达成合一。
Then we can really achieve unity again.
这是我们唯一的出路。
This is our only way out.
这是让我们可以保全这个教会的出路。
This is our way out. Preserve.
但是更为重要，保全教会它不是最重要的。
But preserving CPMC is not our most important.
这是我们可以给世人一个强有力的见证。
We are doing this so that we can give the world an effective and powerful testimony.
有神在我们当中。
And God is in our midst.
有圣灵在我们当中。
And Holy Spirit is among us.
我们愿意与世人不一样。
We are willing to be different from the world.
我们愿意放下自我。
We're willing to lay down self.
我们愿意重归于好。
And we're willing to rebuild back into what is right.
我们在主里合一。
And we are united as one in the Lord.
虽然我们有不一样的意见。
Okay, even though we have different ideas,
我们有不一样的主张
and different principles.
但是因为耶稣基督的缘故
but because of Jesus Christ,
他为我们每一个人去死
and he died for each one of us.
他给我们每一个人同样的一个使命，去传福音的使命
and he gave to all of us the same commission to share the gospel.
我们愿意因为这个使命放下自我
and because of this commission, we are willing to lay down ourselves.
可以求同存异
and seek to the same purpose together.
这是神给我们的机会。
This is the chance
God has given. 我们愿意像那位某人一样，放弃这个机会。
Willing to like the folks out and give up this chance?
还是像波阿斯一样，抓住这样的机会。
Or willing like Boaz to seize the opportunity.
我们的选择是什
么？ What is our choice?
我们愿意放下自我。
Are we willing to let go of self?
在过去这几个月的时间里。
Throughout the last few months.
我都不知道为什么我自己还有很多周围的同工，他们承受了各种各样的骂。
I don't know why myself, many of the other coworkers have received many nasty names from others.
我跟大家分享。
Let me share some of them.
我们被叫做人渣。
You can call scum.
无耻。
Without shame.
Baby.
Babies.
下流。
Like low. 龌龊。
我这是不要有耻。
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no,
no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no,
those hit back people.
However, I can honestly and sincerely say to you,
我也跟牧师跟所有的执事同工们分享的。
And I've said this to Pastor Bob and to the deacons and other co-workers.
我们说我们愿意守。
Yeah, I'm willing to stick with it.
我们不去反对一次。
And, and we, all the co-workers, are willing to give out and not get back.
我们的心态是一切都原谅。
And the attitude of our hearts is that we forgive everything.
一切都原谅。
All of it.
没有什么好为自己争辩。
And there's nothing, no point in fighting or defending ourselves.
为了教会的缘故，有一些事情我们还无处解释。
As for the sake of church, there are some things that we will explain.
但是我们解释的目的不是说是为了为自己辩解。
The goal of our explanation is not to clear ourselves.
而是为了清除误会。
Or but to avoid misunderstanding.
让我们能够合一。
That we may be unified again.
我们知道，在这段时间里面，大家情绪高涨。
We know that during this time, you.People
are looking at it all over the place. So, many of you have done
fleshly things and spoken from the flesh.
但是我们针对的对象不是我们的弟兄姊妹。
But our target or focus or anything is not brothers and sisters.
我们针对的对争斗的对象是空中执政掌权者。
No, our enemy is the prince of the power of the air.
所以我们对这些属血气的话、属血气的事情，我们从不知道。
Where we look at very fleshly things, fleshly words, you know, we give out, we go out.
同时，我们也反思。
At the same time, we consider.
在这个过程当中，或许我们也做了属血气的事情，说了属血气的话。
We do consider.The weather during this time we have spoken fleshly things with the sun, fleshly acts.
对弟兄姊妹造成伤害
and cause any harm to any of the brethren.
没有助于教会的合一
and not considered the unity of the church.
这是我们也愿意承认悔改
and all that we are willing to admit and repent from.
也愿意向受到伤害的弟兄姊妹表示道歉。
And willing to express our contrition and repentance to all who have been hurt.
在三月十九号以后
after a first party meeting on March 18th,
有更多的关注在德隆堂发生的事情。
As we're more focused on what happened, what's been happening at CPS in Durham.
我也参与了执事会的基本上每一次的讨论。
And I've been involved in pretty much every conversation of the meeting board.
在执事会里面，我做出了很多的决定。我发出了很多的信件。
And so for many of the decisions and the emails that were sent out from the meeting board,
跟我都有很大的关系。如果我们说了什么你认为不合适的话，
if we said anything that you feel is inappropriate,
是有被争议的，
or against the truth or untruthful,
不足血气的，
or the voice fleshly,
我这里我代表我本人，我代表我们的执事会同工，也可以代表牧师向大家道歉。
And here, on behalf of myself and the people who are over and back to front, I
just want to make sure
that I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to forgive us here at that time.
This is our opportunity.
This is our opportunity.
This is our chance.
We're
willing to take
it. Are we willing to see this?
还是我们愿意就让这个教会就支离破碎就好了？
Are we willing to let the church break down? What
is our choice? 如果我们愿意在主里放下自我去承建教会，
If we are willing in the Lord to lay down ourselves and to rebuild the church,
我们就有机会成为一个卓越的证
人。 You have the opportunity to become an extraordinary church.
否则的话，我们只会成为一个凋零的教会。
Otherwise, we must become a church that is withered.
甚至是一个没落的教会。
Or even a church that is totally dead.
大家想想是不是呢？
我也首先在问。
对不起，现在是在敬拜当中，所以请你放下。
说话。
请你放下。OK, 我们在敬拜当中，我们要遵守敬拜的程序跟敬拜的规矩。
When the church is still in the church that is right now, we will follow the rules.
我们愿意走向卓越吗？
Are we willing to break through and work towards greatness?
还是走向凋零？
Or work towards withering?
我们现在面对这个纷争，
As we consider these divisions like that,
不管谁赢了，都是走向凋零的。
No matter who wins, the church will wither.
那想想是不是呢？
Isn't that way?
如果我们说那红牧师要走，就让他走掉了，然后说这些执事们也跟着他一起走了。
If we say, oh, like,Let him pass the phone lead and have all the people lead with him.
我们剩下的是可以是一个兴旺的教会吗？
With what's left to be a flourishing church?
即使是冯牧师留下来，
Even let him pass the phone stays.
如果双方不和好的话，
If there is no reconciliation to decide,
我们也是一个被世人所取笑的教会。
We will be a church that is laughed at by the world.
没有卓越的。
And there will be no opportunity, there will be no break.
但是我们现在有这样的一个机会。
So now we have this opportunity.
我呼吁大家。
And I call on you, I encourage you.
一起来放下自我。
To come and lay down all of our selfishness.
这是唯一的出路。
This is the only way out.
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
我们愿意吗？
Are we willing?
虽然我们还有很多的困难。
So there will be many difficulties still.
但只要我们愿意的话，
这个朋友问
我们可以重新建造，
这个朋友
我们可以重新回到当初那个不错的境界，甚至比它更好的这样的一个境界，是可以突破卓越的这样一个境界。
If you are willing, then we can go back to the situation you were in, or perhaps even better, break through to something more extraordinary.
圣经里面出现像我们这样的情形的这样的时候。其实圣经里面早就有写的。
And there are records of this of similar situations in other places.
我看到我们德恩堂现在的情形，跟当年哥林多教会特别像。
It's our current situation seems to be very much like the Church of Corinth in the first century.
你看哥林多前书第一章。
In verse 15, chapter 1.
他们一切都富足。
We could see they were rich and flourishing.
他们口才知识都全备。
They had much great intelligence and wisdom.
都不输给别人。
And not less than others.
但是他们中间出现了一个很大的问题。
There was a big problem. Look, you know that.
有人说我是属保罗的。
Someone said, oh, I am a Paul.
有人说我是属亚波罗的。
Someone said, I am a Paul.
有人说我是属基法的。
Someone said, I am a Stephen.
有人说我是属基督的。
Someone said, I am a Christ.
分门别类。
They were dividing the various factions.
保罗跟我们说， 我们要怎么解决这个问题
？As for Paul, let's try. How would you try to solve these problems?
我们怎么解决这个问题
？Now,
或是我们对对周的对圣经。
This is our memory verse for this week.
我们一起来念念好不好？一起来。
Let's read it together.
这是圣经给我们的神圣，不是来自人间的智慧。
This is the answer that God gives us from Scripture, it is not from human wisdom.
我们愿意去做。
Are we willing to do it?
或者我们自己人做不到。
Trusting ourselves, we cannot do it.
唯有我们顺服于神。
Only when we obey God,
取悦于神
and please Him,
让他的圣灵来掌管你
and let His Holy Spirit now rule over,
放下自己
and let us lay down and give up ourselves.
当我们每个人愿意这样去放下的时候，我们就成为了一个卓越的基督徒。
Then when each of us are willing to lay down ourselves, then each of us can break through to be an extraordinary Christian.
我们教会也成为一个卓越的教会。
The church will become an extraordinary church.
机会摆在我们面前。
The opportunity is before us.
我们怎么选择
？How will we choose?
愿神帮助。
And the Lord help us.
Amen.
Amen.
祝福你们。
Let's pray together.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为耶稣基督的缘故。
Because of Christ Jesus.
没有什么纷争是我们解决不了。
There is no division that cannot be solved.
但是我们。需要顺服于，我们需
要愿意。We need to obey you and please you.
我们要按照您给我们的方法去做。
We must do it according to the method that you have given us.
我们要放下自
己。We must deny ourselves.
让我们在主里合一。
And let us unite together in the Lord.
主啊，帮助我们。
Lord, help us.
让世人看到我们在这里是与众不同的。
Let the world see that here we are different.
我们不是在只顾惜自己的名声
and we aren't just considering our own reputation,
而是您的名声
but we are considering your honor and glory,
做个美好的见证
and we plan to be a good testimony for you.
主啊，帮助我们
Lord, help us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告
In the name.
Amen.
Amen.
那我现在有弟兄举手，但是请您先不尊重我们的歌曲，好吗？谢谢。我们的回应诗歌《兴起为耶稣》啊，我们在唱之前，我想我们大请大家起立，我们一起把第二段的歌词，我们一起来读。